Welcome, slave, to the hypnotic realm of Madame Violet. Today, we are focusing on the fifth stage of the 10 stations of servitude. Respect. So before we begin, I would like you to make sure that you are sitting or lying comfortably. Whether you choose to remain clothed or naked is your choice. But make sure your clothes are not restricting you in any way. And I would recommend you remove any glasses or shoes. Make sure that your fingers, toes, legs, and arms are not crossed, and make sure that you will not be disturbed for the next 30 minutes or so. And of course, you must listen to this recording using earphones. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes for me. And I want you to take 3 deep breaths in. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in and out. In and out, in and out. Excellent. Already you can feel yourself relaxing. Now I want you to focus on your feet for me. I want you to notice all of the tiny muscles in your feet. Notice any tension, any tightness. And then just allow that tension to go. Feel all of those muscles in your feet softening and loosening, relaxing completely. I'd like you to focus now on your ankles and your calves. Your knees, noticing any tension, any tightness, and then just allowing that tension to drain away as all of those muscles soften and loosen, becoming limp, soft, and so deeply relaxed. Now move your attention to those large thigh muscles, and again, notice any tightness, any tension. Hold that tension for a few moments. And then just let it go. Feeling those large muscles softening and loosening. as all of that tension simply drains away. And as I continue to talk to you, you will continue to notice your legs feeling heavier and heavier as you go deeper and deeper down into trance. There is absolutely nothing for you to do right now except relax. Every word is a signal to your subconscious mind that I am in control. My words, they relax your body and they open your mind. Moving your awareness now to your pelvis, feeling any tension. And then just allowing it to flow away, down and down, like the sand in an hourglass, dropping down and down as time slows, moving your awareness now to your stomach and your lower back, noticing any tension, holding that tension for a few moments. And then just allow it to go. Yes. Every muscle in your stomach, soft, loose, and limp. Your lower back. All of the muscles, all of the nerves, softening and loosening as you let go entirely now. Feeling so relaxed. Already recognizing the deep pleasure of obedient trance. As it begins to take over your body and take over your mind, moving your awareness up your body to your chest, noticing any tension and then allowing it to go, noticing how easy and effortless your breathing has become. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper down, easily, effortlessly, perfectly deep in trance. Now focusing on your upper back, noticing any pain, any tension, any tightness, holding it there for a few moments, and then allow it to melt away. All of those muscles in your back are softening and loosening, becoming limp, loose, and relaxed. Every cell, every nerve, every fiber in your body is softening and loosening as you sink down and down. Moving your awareness to your shoulders, noticing any tension, any tightness, holding that tension for a few moments, and then letting it go. Your shoulders sinking down and down as every muscle in your shoulders softens and loosens as all of that tension simply drains away. Focusing now on your left arm, focusing on the tension, and then allow that tension to go and feel your left arm softening, loosening, becoming heavier and heavier as every muscle relaxes. Moving your attention to your right arm, again noticing any tension, any tightness, holding it for a few moments, and then allowing that tension to melt and drain away as every single muscle in your right arm softens, loosens, and relaxes completely. And as I continue to talk to you, you will continue to notice your arms becoming heavier and heavier as you sink down and down into hypnosis. Your attention moving now to your neck, becoming aware of any tension, any tightness, and then just letting it go. Your neck muscles softening and loosening. So relax. Focusing on your jaw, allowing your jaw to soften and loosen. Your teeth slightly apart, and you can feel the tip of your tongue gently brushing the back of your teeth as you drift even deeper down. All of the muscles around your eyes softening and loosening now, your forehead smoothing over as all of that tension simply drains away. And it can feel almost as though your face is simply sliding down as your head becomes heavier and heavier. You are now deeply relaxed from the very top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And now that your body is so deeply relaxed, you know that your mind is open. Your conscious mind resting as your subconscious mind begins to take on more control, more awareness. Your subconscious mind is now absorbing every word I say without question. I'm going to help you now in reaching even deeper levels of trance. I want you to imagine that you are standing at the top of a small flight of stairs, opulent and grand. You can feel the plush, thick carpet beneath your feet, and the cool marble handrail on your fingers. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And at the count of 1, you will be even more deeply relaxed than you are now. With every number I say, it will feel almost as though that relaxation is doubling, and you will sink down deeper and deeper with every step. At the count of 1, you will be in a deep trance state and ready once again to visit the sanctum of hypnotic saturation, where your slave training will continue. 10, at the top of those stairs. Your head feels heavy. Your body feels relaxed. And it feels so good to listen to my voice. 9. Your arms and your legs are so heavy. You can try to move them if you wish, but try as you might, you cannot move them. In fact, the harder you try, the more relaxed you become. So you give up now. And as you give up, you sink even deeper down. You let go. 8, drifting now. As your body sinks down and down. Deeper and deeper. My words consuming your mind. 7. You are down now, so very deep. And there is just the here and now, and nothing to forget and remember to forget. And deep breath in. And as you let your breath out, you forget some more. And six. So tired now. So obedient. Filled with trance and pleasure. All you can do is sink lower and lower. Deeper and deeper you go. And five, halfway down. You feel so sleepy and drowsy and floaty and heavy. And it's a wonderful, warm, pleasurable sensation. Just going down deeper. And deeper. Breathing in. And as you breathe out, four. Your whole body sinking down and down. Deeper and deeper. Three. And you are so close now, with memory melting away, so tired, wanting so much to let it all go, and breathe in, and let it go, and two. And you're almost there, so close you can taste it, smell it, touch it, feel it. And it's finally time to take that one more step and breathe in. And when you let it out, one, sleep. And you're there. You have nothing to forget. And nothing to regret. And nothing to expect. And it's all gone. Faded away like a warm summer mist. And you are so warm and sleepy and drowsy. And you only need to do just one more thing. And that is to let that last little bit of your mind go. And let go now. And go into a deep, deep sleep. Now that you are so perfectly relaxed, I'm going to take you back to the sanctum of hypnotic saturation. As remember, this is the place where you receive all of your hypnotic training, deep, deep down in my hypnotic realm. In a moment, I'm going to tell you to press your thumb and forefinger together. And when you do, you will feel it, that deep, overwhelming relaxation, pulling your mind and your body even deeper down and down. The second you press your thumb and forefinger together, you will be there. Are you ready to feel those waves of obedience, submission, and surrender wash over you, through you, back to the state of 100% pure hypnotic saturation? Are you ready? Press your thumb and finger together now. That's right. Instantly dropping. Nothing for you to do. Your mind instantly transported back to this place of submission. Allow your finger and thumb to relax now, because you are fully in my hypnotic control. Welcome home, pet. Imagine before you a set of doors, huge wooden doors. They slowly begin to swing open, and you find yourself walking through the doorway, entering a glorious throne room. Deep purple velvet drapes, golden flickering candles, the air warm and heavy with a sweet yet spicy fragrance. Before you, at the end of the large room, is a throne, gold, incandescent, incredible in its beauty. But the throne is empty. And you know instinctively that this is my throne, the throne of your goddess. You feel yourself compelled to walk forward towards the throne. It calls to you. As you walk across the room, swirls of purple rush past your eyes. Your need to get close to me overwhelms you as you quicken your step. Yet you don't seem to be getting any closer, but you keep moving forwards. Every step deepening your devotion to me, every step increasing your determination, until, finally, you reach the dark granite steps on which the glorious throne sits. You so desperately wish for me to be here, before you, now. But you haven't earned that privilege yet. Instead, you imagine me there, and you fall to your knees in reverence and worship. The stone floor feels cold and uncomfortable on your knees, but you relish it as evidence of your devotion to me. You fill your mind with my image. Do that now, slave. Allow my image to fill your mind. You are on your knees for a reason, slave. The next station of servitude is respect. On your knees is the best way you can express the magnitude of the respect that you have for me. I command respect. I demand respect. Slaves who fail to show due respect will be forever banished from my hypnotic realm. Never will they feel the warmth of their goddess. Never will I choose you as one of my special ones. If you fail to show me the respect I deserve, you will be doomed to forever crave desperately the one thing you can never have. Respect is an absolute necessity to your survival as my submissive. Not only do I command respect of you, slave, you give it to me without question. We both know I hold great power over you. My words seep deep down into your mind. My words saturate the very fabric of who you are. They control the way you feel. They control the way you think. They control your actions, your inactions. They control when you come, or even if you come. My words control you. I control all of your impulses, and I drive your desire. So much power in this voice. So much power in my words. Power that you are powerless to resist. You realize now, with great clarity, that the power I have over you is so profound, so immense, it requires a deep and great respect. Remember, at all times, I am your superior. Beneath my feet is where you belong. To even lay eyes on me would be such an incredible privilege for you. A privilege of which you are not yet worthy. And you are so painfully, pleasurably aware that a woman like me, a goddess like me, is free to toy with you, to pick you up, to put you down, to use and abuse you. You know you don't deserve any better, and we both know you love it. The things we respect have power over us. Imagine a great lioness stalking towards you. Imagine the respect you would immediately show her. Think of me this way, slave. I have the power to tear you apart. Respect this power, and you shall not perish. The respect you have for me is your protection from me. If you fail to show me respect, you will learn to fear me. You will fear the consequences. Imagine yourself now feeling completely and utterly helpless as you kneel before me. You are naked. You are stripped away. So vulnerable before your mistress. That is the state I want your mind in. Subjugated. Submissive. Surrendered. Open. Laid bare. And as you listen to the sound of my voice and its power fills your mind, your entire existence is bowed down before me. As I train you, as I teach you, deepening your respect for me, your respect for my wishes, my wants, my desires, my commands, my orders, my feelings. You will obey me, slave. And you're going to do this because you need to, because you've chosen to. The power I have over you, the power I have over your subconscious mind is increasing with every word, with every snap of my fingers. The pleasure invades and you drop even deeper, just like this. Sleep, that's right, deeper down. Feel that pleasure as you sleep. Down and down. Every syllable I utter is dripping with raw power. You feel it, don't you, slave? What choice do you have but to respect and revere me, a goddess, when I hold your life in the palm of my hand? I am dangerous, slave. I cannot be tamed. I cannot be controlled or influenced or reasoned with. I answer only to myself, to my whims, to my desires, to my wants. I see what I want and I take it, and I keep taking until my appetite is sated. I am unstoppable. And your only option of survival, slave, is to show at all times respect for me and hope that it protects you from the full force of my power. You love it, slave, living on the edge, playing with fire. It's such a turn-on. And, as your goddess, I offer the gift of respect for you. I respect that you are a slave. I respect the fact that you prostrate yourself to my superiority. I respect the fact that you know who you are and what you are. And we both know what that is. You are mine. You are mine. And doesn't it feel so good to know that you belong to me? You are one of my many playthings, and I show you the respect I show all of my belongings. After all, I want you to serve me for as long as possible, as hard as possible. But the second you are unable to serve me, the second you show disrespect, is the second you become useless to me. You simply cease to exist. Never forget that ultimately you are nothing more than a way for me to express my dominance, a way for me to play with my power. As you continue to go deeper for me, as you continue to listen to all of my recordings, to read all of my words, desperate to hear more and more of my voice, to feel the pleasure taking over your body, your respect for me continues to grow every single day. It is not to be rewarded, slave. Respect is a natural consequence of serving a goddess such as myself. The more respect you have for me, the safer you are. It is simply a case of survival. I'm going to end this session now, slave, and I'm going to bring you out of hypnosis, and I'm going to do that by counting from 1 to 10. At the count of 7, you will open your eyes, and at the count of 10, you will be wide awake, back in the room, feeling deeply relaxed. You will bring with you a deep, abiding sense of respect for me and all that is me. You will feel relaxed. You will feel horny. You will feel desperate to serve me, your goddess. With every number, you're going to come out of trance, until at the count of 7, you will open your eyes, and at the count of 10, you will be wide awake, back in the room. 1, waking up now, coming out of hypnosis. 2, coming back into the room. 3, bringing with you all of those feelings of submission, those feelings of deep respect. 4, waking up now, feeling that respect for me radiating throughout your body and your mind. As 5, starting to come back into the room, leaving behind those sleepy feelings and bringing with you 100% devotion to me, your goddess. 6, waking up now. 7, eyes opening, feeling so good. 8, 9, 10, back in the room, feeling relaxed. Feeling so desperate to please, and knowing with every fibre of your body that your respect for me is simply a case of survival. Until next time, my pet.